Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by
Joseph Avila, Assistant News Editor.
Cameron Young, Video Editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. Today we're going to be talking about Ted Cruz dropping out of the presidential race. And we're going to be talking about the BCOE dean who recently stepped down. And we're going to be talking about the seniors and graduation and all of that good stuff. So we'll get started with Ted Cruz, who just dropped out of the race on Tuesday, May 3rd. So now this means that Donald Trump is the nominee. So what do you guys think about this?
I think that they weren't very different candidates in terms of what they plan to do to the country anyways. So, like, I'm not surprised or any more scared than I would have been if Donald Trump would have dropped out. But I kind of figured that this was going to be the lineup at the end of the day anyways, in a way, just because, I don't know, if you think about it in, like, when we look back on this, it's just going to be such a historic, like, you know, matchup between, because it seems like it's Hillary, going to be Hillary versus Donald Trump, and that's going to make for a great, like, history textbook, like, story to tell kids in the future when we're, I don't know, like, you know, living in, like, Hunger Games or something like that.
Oh my God.
But, yeah, I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. Cameron?
I'm just surprised Ted Cruz paired up with, you know, Carly, just because it was an interesting choice.
Yeah, I think he was doing that just to balance out his ticket, but just because she, and also because she's a woman as well, and who else would he have, like, I couldn't see Ted Cruz picking anybody else that would be the most logical balance of the ticket, not like Kasich or, you know, any of the other clowns out there. But what do you think about this all, Crystal Mims?
Yeah, kind of like what you said at the beginning, like, I don't think either of them were too much better than the other, so I was like, okay, but there's just this, Donald Trump is just so, I don't know, he's really unlikable, like, I don't even,
yeah,
I don't prefer either of them, but he's just like a child, like a man child, and I don't, it's crazy to think that he's like in the running in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's disappointing, but at this point, you know, I think everyone was kind of expecting it, and now I'm just like, okay, you know, I love Bernie, Phil the Bird, that's great and everything, but now I'm too kind of just like, Hillary's probably gonna get it, so now I'm just hoping that she can beat Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, I hope so too, because in a lot of people were talking about how if in a matchup of Hillary versus Donald, it's very, very close, with even Donald Trump having like an edge. I mean, this is all hearsay and polls, which I try not to listen to anyways, but it kind of does make sense because so many people were against Hillary, even within the Democratic Party. You've seen a lot of division in the Democratic Party that you haven't really seen in recently, at least for millennials. A lot of millennials just do not trust Hillary Clinton. But what I think is strange is that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were like best buddies, like all but
That's
a few
true.
Years ago.
I keep seeing a lot of pictures of
yeah.
them like together.
Right,
and, like,
he was on TV and he was talking about how she was the best Secretary of State that we've had before he was running. You know, and you know he's donated to her campaign, and you know they've like had those pictures. You know, of being at like these like elitist dinners or whatever. It's just really weird to me, and it just doesn't sit right in my stomach, like the fact that they're both gonna go against each other. It's like we don't really have a choice anyways, like between those two, like they're both gonna do a lot of, I don't know, not a lot of bad. I don't think Hillary's just gonna mess up the country, but I feel like she's not gonna look out for the people, and neither is Donald Trump. He's not gonna look out for the people either. He's definitely not doing that by, you know, causing a lot of craziness at his riots and just like telling people that, you know, basically making racism and all the things that he spews acceptable. I don't know what's going on with the country. And I feel like people are going to be feeling the same way too. Like, what's going on? And even the world, I know I hear a lot of people saying, a lot of politicians say that when they travel outside the world, and they travel, well, not outside the world, outside of the U.S., they meet other, people in power, and they're asking, like, what's going on with America? Like, everyone is really nervous about our elections, and I just don't know what's going to happen. It's weird that for, like, so long, everyone's just like, I don't know what's going to happen. It's like,
yeah.
How much longer are we just going to be like, I don't know what's going to happen, and actually do something about it? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And like you said, I think a lot of millennials, yeah, don't trust Hillary, and it's gotten progressively like that, because I remember at first, like, a lot of people were like, oh, cool, like, Hillary's running, a woman's running, like, yeah. And then, like, as time went on, I just remember I talked to my roommate a lot about this stuff, and she was just like, I really just don't like her anymore. Like, I remember her at first being really indifferent,
yeah,
and then, like, it just kind of went that way. And I think that's, like, with a lot of people, too. So I don't even know, like, how the support will be for her when, you know, so.
Yeah, same. I was really, like, with the whole Benghazi thing, how that was such a huge, stupid scandal, like, you know, I was so pro Hillary. I was like, yeah, like, this is what we need. Like, we need, but after seeing her campaign, it's just like, ugh, you're really slimy, and you know what I mean?
Hot sauce.
Yeah,
like,
first of all,
she was wrong, because hot sauce ended up being Beyonce's bat, not actual hot sauce. So she doesn't even work.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think it really speaks to, like, you know, a lot of older people are just really cynical about the world. And I think that slowly but surely millennials will also be cynical because of the way that elections are turning out. And, you know, when you're younger, when I was younger, I heard a lot about people saying, oh, there's not really a choice and there's not really much you can do. Elections are just a sham. And I've always been one to be like, no, I don't think that that's the truth. Like, but apparently it's turning out to be that way. I guess the next coming years is going to be a lot about people taking it into their own hands, because they're so disenfranchised by the people that are in power or that are running to be in power. Like, and also, just a side note, like, whether or not Donald Trump wins, he's still going to be a very powerful man. He's still a billionaire. He still owns lots of property all over the world, lots of golf courses. Like, this I feel is nothing for him. Like, it's just that much more. Like, it's just another trophy if he wins, like,
yeah,
the presidential elections.
Yeah, you can see his attitude, too. Like, it doesn't seem like he really cares all too much. Like, this is really just a game for him.
Yep.
So,
it's
like,
all a game.
Kind of whatever.
I just want people to, like, really try to find, if you're not happy with the way that things are going, like, really put some thought into how you can change it. Even if it's just at the local level with your community, you know, like, do something. If you're mad about it, do something about it. Like, I can't give you the answers, or I can't tell you exactly what. That's the hard part. But, like, don't just sit around and let this happen, please.
Yeah, true. Like, and also, for those of you listening who went to Killer Mike's lecture that was a few weeks ago, I remember a girl asking a question, and she was kind of, like, confused on who to vote for. Because she kind of wanted to vote for Hillary, and she thought Bernie was just, like, too radical or something. And I think that Killer Mike made a good point when he was just kind of like, you have to believe that change can happen quickly. And it can. Like, if a lot of people collectively get together and determine that this is what we're going to do and this is how it happens. I think a lot of people get, like, they feel very defeated or, like, you know, pessimistic about these kind of things. But, like, if you really do want to do something, you can do it. Whether it is, like you said, local level or whatever, you know. Like, you can't just... A lot of times, I know it feels like all these things are, like, a lot bigger than you. Mm-hmm. And, like, it can seem like you can't do anything really about what's happening. But you can, so...
Yeah, I think also, like, even a small thing to do is to educate the younger kids in your family. Like, the people in your family that are young and that are growing up in this too and not really understanding what's going on. Like, the smallest thing that you can do is, like, inform your family. Like, if that's even, if you don't want to go out and be a revolutionary, you don't want to go out and work in community, organize in the community, let your at least have a discussion with your family, so that when that generation grows up, we won't be so apathetic about things. But that's just my take on it.
No, yeah, I think that's true.
I actually kind of realized that I'm not really too involved in the elections. I've been kind of doing my own thing, haven't really been paying attention. I guess it hasn't, like, I don't really, like, It's not really. I don't know. I don't know. It's just kind of, I guess I haven't realized the full scope of it all. Yeah.
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 Fair enough.
Alrighty. Switching gears to more UCR-centric things. The BCOE dean, Reza Abashian. I hope I'm saying that right. Abashian. He recently stepped down. He's resigning from his position after 11 years as dean of the Bourne School. There's not really too many details about why he's stepping down, but he said that both him and Chancellor Kim Wilcox, their goals are, quote, kind of different. And that the chancellor and the provost want to have their own team. That's what he said. And that sooner or later he was going to move on. And he's just happy that, you know, the college is in great shape. That's pretty much all we know from a few articles, from like the Press Enterprise. He's just kind of, you know, yeah, said that their goals are different. Wilcox is kind of just saying that, you know, there's a lot of changes he wants to happen. And this is kind of a part of it. Recently, the athletics director was fired and someone else also stepped down. So there's just a lot of changes happening, but not really too much that we know about anything, really. And so, yeah, what do you guys, just in general, I guess, think about this? Or what do you think maybe Wilcox wants to do, since he hasn't been all too clear about it, but he wants apparently a lot of changes to be happening, yeah. Hopefully for the betterment of the school, but...
I would just want Wilcox to be more transparent, I guess, about it, because the statement that he did give was very, like, it was, like, a very, like, calculated, like, kind of statement, and didn't really give us much explanation for what it was that they had differences on. It seems, though, that, like, the dean said, sooner or later I was going to move on. The good thing is the college is in great shape, and it's true. The BCOE is, I think it makes the most, or at least it gets the most money in funding or grants out of any of the colleges, which makes sense because there's so much technology and science and stuff like that. It usually garners a school more money. But I don't know. We can only speculate what this regime change means.
Maybe it has to do with something with the campus physical master plan. I don't know. There's like a town hall meeting. Maybe there's more transparency in there if there's like more information over there.
Right. Yeah. 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 The master plan is that in the next coming years, there's going to be a lot of building, a lot of construction. There's going to be, I think, two interdisciplinary buildings that are going to be built near MSE. So that could possibly also be it.
Yeah. I guess I was just kind of surprised to hear about it because I was reading, and apparently he's done a lot of great things as the dean. Like, apparently their faculty has kind of been expanding and all that good stuff. So, I don't know. I guess I was surprised, but hopefully whatever changes Wilcox wants to make, hopefully they're good. And if this is in the plan... hopefully it'll serve some kind of greater purpose, but
always does.
Yeah.
Do you think anything would change with the undergrads at Bourne's?
Maybe, I guess, depending on who kind of steps up, but I'm not sure. If you are just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. So, I'm Crystal, and I'm not graduating because I'm a third year, so... But you won't be hearing me talk all the time anymore because next week will be my final week as... host of the Highlander Newsroom. But
this is our last Highlander Newsroom?
Us. Okay. Like, when I'm no longer EIC, I'll be doing it. So,
got
a dude named Miles Andrews Duvet will now be doing what I'm doing. So, yes. And then, yes, you too.
We'll be graduating.
Cameron and Joseph are both graduating. So, mm-hmm. How does it feel being seniors and about to, you know... Enter the real world.
It's kind of scary because we have to start looking for jobs and start paying off those loans if we have them. But I think that UCR is giving me a good foundation to go out into the world and to not be so scared, I guess, and to be more confident in my abilities. I really, if I had to say one thing to people or to freshmen, it would be don't compare us to LA, because we're not LA, or we're not, like, you know, I feel like first year a lot of people really talk down on UCR and without UCB really
drugs,
exactly without really realizing like how great of a school this is, like, mm-hmm. all of these, like, you know, in the last couple of years we've come out on top of a lot of lists in the country for like the best deal, like the best affordable and you get a good education, like college experience is UCR. We have top-notch faculty, we're very diverse here. There's a lot of things to do here. Yeah. There's a lot of student organizations to do here, and people just need to realize that we're not a party school. We're not, you know, we're not like Arizona State University. We're not like, you know, we're not, you don't come here to party. You come here to learn. But yeah, I'm going to miss UCR a lot, and it was definitely more diverse than the hometown that I'm from. So that was really cool. Some people, I guess, if you're from LA and you come to Riverside, it is a step down in a way, but don't let that, like, you know, don't let the fact that it's not LA make you feel like this is not a good school. It's a great school.
Mm-hmm. Me personally, just coming from Irvine, it is noticeably like something to critique about, I guess. There's everything to critique about when you're first coming here as a freshman, but over the time, as long as you're open to it, I mean, there are just amazing things around campus, like around Riverside. Downtown Riverside is amazing. Like every month there's the Arts Walk, the Saturation Fest. That's always like has kind of introduced me to like the art scene at Riverside, which is amazing.
yeah,
it's really expressive, and like it's something I've never seen before in DOC, let alone Irvine.
And there's the newspaper. And
yeah.
It's a student-run newspaper, and glad that I'm part of that too. There's just so much things that you can be a part of that are bigger than yourself, that don't have to be, you know, like, you don't have to be at state-of-the-art type stuff. Just meet people, talk to people, and
just
stuff like that.
Listen to their stories.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Heard tons of great stories over the last 5 years that I've been here.
UCR is a great school, and I definitely like had to get on board with that too, because like I'm from the LA like area, and coming out here I was just like, oh my gosh, like what am I gonna do? And like I was just hearing too that there was nothing to do, and so I was just very like, but the newspaper definitely helped me expand what I was doing here. Like I remember when I wasn't really working for the paper, I would just like go to class, go back to my dorm at the time, and just like sleep, and I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And then working for the paper, I had to like go to events, and I had to like learn about a lot of things. And so now I'm doing things I probably never would have done. So yes, UCR is a great school, and I definitely recognize that now. But what do you guys have any specific plans for after graduation, or are you gonna kind of wing it, or what are you guys doing?
I'm kind of half winging it.
Okay.
I've like kind of yet to find a job, but I'm definitely trying to get into the area of like agriculture, or like advising, or like conservation practices in agriculture, because there's a lot of problems with the soils, the water, and there's always ways to improve that.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I haven't found a job yet, or like a solid, like whip, you know, yeah.
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 I plan on going back to hometown in Coachella Valley, and somehow being involved there in community organizing, like whether it's through education or the arts or both. The Coachella Valley hosts a lot of festivals every year. We're doing like old cello, or I don't know what it's called,
but
they're calling it Desert Trip
or something.
Desert Trip, where like the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney and Bob Dylan and a whole bunch of people are going to be at a 3-day festival. So there's a lot of festivals going on, and I feel like the desert's going to expand very quickly, very soon, especially with all of the tourism that comes through there. And because it's so underdeveloped, there's going to be a lot of investors investing in the land and building new stuff. So I'll be there to make sure that the people there are taken care of, hopefully, that the culture there is taken care of, and that we're not just, like, you know, plowed over by golden voice and whatnot, because they tend to do some really interesting things. Like, I know I read an article recently talking about how they sent a cease and desist letter to different liquor stores in the city of Coachella, the small city that doesn't actually host the festival, and basically told them to stop selling t-shirts that say Coachella on them, even though
what?
It's even though it's like the city existed there mm-hmm. way before Golden Voice did. So
yeah,
I want to make sure that like that doesn't run people out of business, or just in general, I want everyone to respect the culture, and I will do whatever I can to make sure that, you know, that we're respected as mm-hmm. the desert continues to develop.
Cool. And so what advice would you give to undergraduates who are still moving through the college system?
A second.
I would have to say you don't have to have it all figured out yet. I didn't have it figured out for a long time. I didn't even know who I was until, like, you know, second year of college. So take your time. If it takes you 3 years, that's great. If it takes you four, if it takes you five, if it takes you 6 years, if it takes you 7 years, do whatever you can. Don't give up on education, because it's very important to yourself, to your future, to your, you know, your family's future, and to the future of society. Like, just don't give up. Just, you know, keep going. And don't compare us to LA.
This is kind of really random, but I've been noticing a lot of single occupancy tables being just around lunchtime. Just make sure to just be friendly and, you know, sit with them.
Okay.
Yes. I kind of just hate walking around just like seeing people just sitting by themselves when it's like maximum rush hour, like for lunch.
True.
That's good advice.
Yeah, because yeah, it's kind of hard to like form friendships yeah. in college, unless you're like, we all work at the newspaper, so right. we all, you know, have gotten to know each other, but you're not in like a high school setting where you see the same people every day, like for many hours. Right. So you're not like kind of forced to. It's harder in a college setting. You're kind of in these big lectures. You don't really know how to talk to people or like get to know them really.
Right.
So it can be hard.
Yeah, it's definitely not high school, even though there are tons of people in college who act like it's high school.
Yes.
And act like it's a popularity contest and act like they're the coolest person ever. Talk to people. Don't be scared to talk to people and make friends, especially, I don't know. I think what's interesting too is like people on scooters. Like, there's this meme that was like, in high school, if you see someone on a scooter, you'd be like, oh my God, that's such a nerd. But nowadays
yeah.
you see
so
people
many.
On scooters
so people.
And so many people have scooters and they're like, that person is going places, man. Like, they don't care what anybody says. And yeah, so talk to people. I agree, Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so switching gears again, Afeni Shakur just passed away. That is the mother of Tupac Shakur. So there's been a lot of reactions in, you know, just regular news and the music world, you know, just kind of, you know, respecting her and everything. I guess, of course, as the mother of Tupac, people are very grateful that she obviously existed. She's also an activist, too.
Black Panther, former Black
yeah.
Panther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what did you guys think when you heard the news that she passed away?
I wouldn't say I was sad, because I don't have an emotional attachment to her, but it is saddening to hear, especially an activist like her. She was, she was wrongfully incarcerated for some things back in, you know, the civil rights movement. And she faced 7 years in jail, but she was either pardoned or let go. But point being, like, it's very sad when the world loses somebody like that, who was very dedicated to the people. If I could read something real quick from something that she wrote while she was in jail, it said, I found that there is a really great need for the sisters and brothers to know the true meaning of power to the people. Very few of our young brothers and sisters have ever read the 10-point program of the Black Panthers. They're unfamiliar with the party's purpose. We are looked upon as an all-black gang dedicated to destruction. And then she goes on to say how we must educate the community and correct the purpose of the Black Panther Party, and that, I love my people, and because of this love, the 70 years that I am facing seems a small price to pay. Land, bread, education, housing, clothing, justice, and peace. These are my goals. And I think, like, just in general, that's like a really good, like, purpose to live by. And, you know, she did give us Tupac, and she did name him after an indigenous resistance leader named Tupac Amaru II, who led indigenous resistance movement in Peru in like the 17 hundreds. So point being, she was an amazing lady who fought for her people, and it's sad that she died.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people, especially young people, especially the black youth that are really, you know, Black Lives Matter and all this, they can definitely learn, like, you know, a lot from someone like her. So, yeah, it's sad to see her go or hear.
Yeah.
She passed away. But yeah. Do any of you guys listen to Radiohead?
I know that Cameron I just got started. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I just got started listening to Radiohead.
Oh. So,
yeah, I listened to...
Not too much of a fan, but...
Right. I know that they are really, progressive in terms of, like, they were some of the first people to release their album online completely for free before too many people were doing that. That's all that I really know about Radiohead as well.
Yeah, I know about two. I listened to them for the first time last year, trying to pick a Christmas present for someone, and like I was like, oh, they're pretty cool. But then I didn't realize, I guess, the impact that they, like, I didn't know they were as big as they are. Like, a lot of people consider them like the greatest, you know, like, ever, musician wise and all that stuff. So yeah, that was pretty interesting. And then I heard, like, this year obviously they're headlining a lot of festivals and concerts and stuff like that. They just dropped a new song. It's called Burn the Witch, and their music video is like, it's like animated. It's kind of like,
yeah, it's kind of animated. It's yeah. based off of The Wicker Man, the 1973 film.
Okay. Yeah, and I watched it. It's pretty cool. I like the song too. It's a pretty cool song.
I guess I was, the publicity stunt actually piqued my interest, just wiping everything from the internet, but today, or yesterday, they just brought it back, everything is back to normal, so.
What did they do exactly?
They cleared everything from their social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they really meant if they brought everything back the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, when I first heard that they did it, I was like, okay, they're in a position where they can do that, you know? Like, if you're kind of a starting musician or whatever, it's not smart to not have social media. But being that they're Radiohead, I was like, okay, they could do that. Maybe it's some kind of, like, we just don't want to be involved with all of that, right? Yeah. And, you know, they could do that and still sell out shows and still have album sales and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. But, yeah, then, like you said, they just, like, brought everything back. So I was like... I don't really...
Yeah, did anything really happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll serve some greater purpose later in, like, whatever they release. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it's cool that they're still kind of on fire as far as their popularity. I know they're not, like, a new band or anything, so... yeah, that was interesting. But, yeah, thank you for joining us. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. Spring Splash is coming up. I know that most of you guys are probably going. Be safe, party hard, but party safely. Look out for your homies, please, because those festivals, I've had some pretty bad experiences sometimes, and it's not fun. So if you're a woman, be safe. If you're anyone, just be safe. Watch your stuff. I got my phone stolen at last spring. Okay, I'm not gonna go off, but anyway, just be safe and look out for people. If you see anything weird happening, you know, say something.
Yeah, stay hydrated, please. Party safe, yeah. Don't go too hard. I mean, go hard, but, like, don't go too hard. It's never worth it. You wake up the next day with a hangover, or you're coming down from whatever you were doing the next day, and it's Mother's Day the next day, so be sober for your mothers, please.
Because your mom will know. Right. They will know. Don't think you can check them.
Right. Or if not, if you don't celebrate Mother's Day, it's Sunday, and just relax and... chill out. Tune in to KUCR at all times, and tune into my show Thursdays from 1:30 to 3:00. Listen to some tunes and listen to some more opinions on current events.
Yeah, bring a water bottle. Bring an empty water bottle.
Yes.
And just stay hydrated. It's a long concert. It's longer than what we've been used to, I guess, for quarterly concerts. So go hard, but keep in mind the time.
Yes. All right. Thank you for listening.